I'm no mycologist, nor even a mycophile. But the best linguistic thing about mushrooms is the weird vocabulary that tags along with them. Greetings, I'm Christy the Wordsmith. If you're wondering about that word mycologist, it means one who is engaged in the scientific study of mushrooms and other fungi. And it derives from the classic Greek word for fungus, mycase. And the other word I mentioned, mycophile, this one means mushroom lover. The Oxford English Dictionary's historical database suggests the term mycology showed up in print in 1830 and mycophile in 1885. Mycology has contributed some weird and wonderful words to the English language. Mushrooms are a type of fungus, a word that comes ultimately from Greek sphongos, meaning sponge. The tiny underground filaments beneath a growing mushroom are called hyphae, from a Greek term meaning web. The visible part of the mushroom is supported by a stipe, a Latin-based word meaning tree trunk or post. Then there are the colorful common names of mushrooms: stinkhorn, fly agaric, shaggy mane, death cap, hen of the woods, and chanterelle, a remarkable commingling of sounds, letters, and images. But perhaps the most curious of them all is the word mushroom itself. Next time on Christy the Wordsmith, we hunt for its origins.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.